I'll tell you a story. All right. I once fell deeply, you know, profoundly in love with tropical fish. I had 60 goddamn fish tanks in my house. I skin dived to find just the right ones. Anisotrimus virginicus, Holocanthus ciliaris, Chaetodon capistratus, you name it. In one day I say, fuck fish. I renounce fish. I vow never to set foot in that ocean again. That's how much fuck fish. That was 17 years ago, and I have never since stuck so much as a toe in that ocean. And I love the ocean.
But why?
Done with fish.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. We do have somewhat of a show planned for this evening. A lot of it we have not planned. I do not have any show notes. We do have plenty to talk about, though. It's been a busy week. I first would like to tell you guys that yesterday, my lady friend and I went to the pretzel stop, and they had a banner out front that alerted us that it was National Pretzel Day.
I'm sure they care greatly about that.
And so we went into the place, and we were like, well, fuck it, it's National Pretzel Day. We should get pretzels, right? It's what you get on National Pretzel Day, is you get you a pretzel. And we go up there and we say, we'd like two pretzels. It's fucking National Pretzel Day. And Pretzel Stop says to me, no, sir. They're giving away free pretzels right over there. We turn around, we look, lady giving out free pretzels. Got free pretzels on Pretzel Day from Pretzel Stop. So that's what I wanted to talk about. This is pretzel day.
How many pretzels could you get?
You could only get one per person, Napier. And I felt kind of weird not buying anything, so we bought a couple sodas, even though I don't think we were planning on getting sodas. But I didn't want to just get free pretzels and then leave. It seemed weird. Phone number to call, 309-740-1430 or WFODix on Skype. It is the end of an era in many ways this evening. It is the final show of Drunkard STL on the Twitters. It will also be our final show on Radio FUBAR, our home for the last 4 years? 4 years?
Getting to be, yeah.
I think it's 4 years we've been on Radio FUBAR, and this will be our last broadcast on the station. We will be weighing our options. Be sure to check our Twitter and Facebook and wherever else to see where we turn up next.
But you can always find us at WFODix.com.
That's right. All back episodes for the podcast will remain on WFODix.com.
Along with several of your favorite songs.
So the FUBAR thing, I mean, it's not much of a shock. This will be the fourth time, I believe, that Frank has set a date where the show is end or the station is ending. All of the past times, I guess somebody, you know, came through and said, no, don't close the station. Let's do something. And he's changed his mind. And I don't know if that's crying wolf or if that's like an actual plan to close. And then somebody talks him out of it. But I mean, it's like, this is a fourth time. So I think even if there is a reprieve, I think we're done. If you guys want to talk about it, we can. But, I know that this isn't a job, but I mean, if you're listening and you don't understand, just imagine you're sitting at your cubicle and once every 6 months, your boss runs out of the office and says, "Oh my God, the place is closing down. We're all going to be out of jobs. You're all laid off. Clean out your desks." And then, like, you all clean out your desks and you make plans and you start brushing up your resume. And then your boss calls you on the phone and says, you know, hey, guys, let's just see if we can figure something out. Maybe I would rush to judgment. And then you come back and you're just sitting there. You're waiting for the next one. And then we've done that 4 times now. This is the 4th time that we've done that.
Not to go into my job, but yes, I live that.
It sucks, though, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, it's not a good situation to be in.
And so. And that's for a hobby. I mean, it's Frank's hobby, too.
Right,
it's not,
right, right.
We're not saying this is his job any more than it's our job.
It's not. I want to do a show every week. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this thing where it's like, every week I'm throwing out Radio Fubar's name and promoting something and trying to help with things with Frank and trying to build this brand with him. And then, like, every week it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But I know this is a lot of inside baseball. If you're a new listener, I apologize, but... I mean, we've been a part of this station for 4 years, and it's
we've tried to be team players during that time. It's not like we've, you know, sat on our asses the entire time.
Right, right, right.
I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mike hasn't.
No. And so we're taking our ball and going home. Next week we might be on YouTube. I don't know where the fuck we're going to be, but we'll be somewhere. We're a live show. We're going to continue to be a live show wherever that may be. I don't know. But I mean, you know, we've done this game a few too many times, and I don't want to do it anymore. Travis, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Because there's, like, this Bing ad.
Yeah, you've been replaced by a Bing ad, Travis.
I killed the video because you're cutting out on my end.
Oh, I apologize. Do you have any thoughts on what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest concern of this whole thing, I guess, is that, you know, we have about 200-300 business cards that are kind of just garbage now because they say RadioFubart.com on it.
Oh, do they really? Shit. See, that's what I'm talking about, though. I mean, we continue to do things to try to further the Radio Fubar brand, and it's like, are we wasting our time? Is this all for nothing? And I mean, like, even if we're not wasting our time and we're trying to build this thing up, I mean, like, is it just going to go away? I really like Frank. I appreciate everything that they've done to help us out, to get us up and running. And I mean, the station's been good to us, but I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, like you said, it's not his job. And if things become too tight and if the station can't exist anymore, that's all well and good. If it
right.
does respawn in some sort of fashion, maybe having fewer shows on it will help. I don't know.
Right. But, so, you know, like I mean, said, I wish him well. I hope Radio Fubar continues. I hope it's very successful. But we won't be there anymore.
Yeah, I have no ill feelings towards Radio Fubar like I do of a other certain network that I was once a part of.
Yeah, we just can't come in every week with our butts clenched and
waiting for
about
that goddamn hammer
next.
To drop.
I just want to know that there's going to be a plug in the outlet. I just want to know where I'm going to do my show is going to be there the next week. That's what I want. And
it's hard enough when, you know, half your friends once a year, like, leave, and then you make new friends. And then they don't want to do podcasting or live shows anymore. And
it
now,
seems like we're outliving a lot of our
well,
friends.
When I'm set to show up to do a late-term abortion, I want to make sure that there's electricity there for the vacuum.
Fair enough.
But we do have a show planned for next week. Comedian Sean White's going to be on the show. We do have a couple other embers in the pot.
We're saying we're trying to catch a guest.
We have some... we have some things going. We plan to do plenty more of our fun little bits and stuff. We're just going to do it somewhere else. So,
and without drunk.
We appreciate everything Fubar's done, but bye. So let's
would
move
you
on.
Like, would you,
let's
would you...
talk about something fun.
Is next week going to be a resurgence? Are we like rebranding the show? There's no drunk. It's on a different place. What is this? What's happening here? You know?
I don't know. I don't know yet, Travis.
Well, we started the show not on Radio Fubar or with drunk.
Or Travis.
And we're just going back.
Yeah, I mean, if we do a couple podcasts before we find... I think there was a fella that has another internet station that sent us a message on Twitter. We have that option. We have a couple of things we could do. I don't know what we're going to do yet. So I wish
but
I had
more
information for
away.
You. I don't. All I know is that in a little bit, we're going to put things in Drunk's mouth. I have 7 items to put in Drunk's mouth, which is more than the typical 3 or 4, because it's the finale. And I feel we have to do this, even though we didn't do it all that long ago. We have to put more things in Drunk's mouth, because the last one ended on a little bit of like a asterisk, like a, I mean, there was controversy, because we thought that maybe Travis might have cheated. So I just
Travis
want to make
gave
sure
more help than what was allowed by the rules.
I just want to make sure that Drunk's final mouth offerings are clean, and that no one can accuse him of being like the Barry Bonds of putting things in his mouth. Or I guess Barry Bonds was cleared, wasn't he? So Mark McGuire, the Mark McGuire of putting things in his mouth.
Didn't Sammy Sosa go in too?
The Sammy Sosa putting things in his mouth.
Yeah, I like that one better.
What about the Pete Rose?
The Pete Rose of putting things in his mouth.
Does that mean he's never going to get into the Hall of Fame and become a whiny bitch?
Well, I mean, like, you know, I think that the put things in their mouth Writers Association would frown strongly upon that last trip, because they would say that he might have cheated.
Yeah, that's a black eye that Drunk doesn't need.
We do. We've got lots of embers in our pot, though.
Yeah, we got a rag in our gas tank, and we're going drag racing. So we're gonna light this bitch.
We're leaving the pretzel place, right? And
first of all, Mike, I thought you didn't subscribe to National Anything Day.
Look, they're giving out free pretzels. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
We're leaving the pretzel place, right? And we're driving. We're on the highway. It's a interstate highway. And I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a convertible behind me with a giant marlin in the back seat of the convertible, like hanging out the side. So, like, they're driving really slow in the slow lane, trying not to, you know, cause a big scene. But they had to be in a convertible, otherwise the marlin wouldn't have fit in their car. And so we slowed down so that the marlin could be alongside of us. And we drove alongside the marlin, just reveling in the glory of this gigantic fish in the back of this convertible. And
was it alive?
No. I think that it was a decoration. It wasn't even a real marlin.
Oh.
But it was gigantic. It was a large, large marlin. It was a big, big old fish. And it was in the back seat of this convertible. And we drove alongside this marlin, enjoying it so much that we missed our exit.
Aww.
But it just didn't goddamn matter, because it was an amazing thing to see that you're probably never going to see again. I can't imagine in my lifetime I'm ever going to see 2 fellas in a convertible driving down the highway with a marlin in the backseat.
Maybe it was their fuck doll. How big is the mouth on the marlin?
What?
How big is the mouth of a marlin?
It's got a big, long, pointy nose. See, you'd have to, like, really angle your shit in there funny. I don't think it was a fuck doll, maybe.
Well, ladies have really long
legs. I'm saying that on the scale of fish to fuck, a marlin would be pretty low.
Yeah, what would you think the most fuckable fish would be?
Largemouth bass.
Yeah, you don't want a largemouth. You want a smallmouth bass.
Maybe you get more
friction on it, Naves, on the smallmouth bass.
Well, I don't want to kill it. I mean... Well, largemouth bass.
What's the difference? When you're done, you can throw it in a frying pan and have yourself some dinner.
Can you eat human jizz?
There's a whole recipe book. We've discussed it before. It's on Amazon.com.
I think
there's
that was a joke.
There's a recipe book of semen recipes. It is, it's an ingredient. It's a spice. I imagine it has a distinct flavor that you can use to enhance your meals. I don't know what some of the, it looked like there was a fish of some sort on the cover of it that I guess you use to marinate it.
That's a lot of semen.
Doesn't it dry, though?
Well, you put it in a Ziploc bag, like a marinade.
I'm sure you mix it with, like, oil and vinegar or something to keep it.
I remember when I was a young man, I tried to save my semen in the hand soap container in my parents' downstairs bathroom. I would collect it every time it was time to make my jizz. I would go and I'd get the hand soap container and I'd fill the hand soap container with my jizz. Because I thought, after a while, I would have collected enough, and I was curious what it would look like after it had all collected for a long period of time. What the consistency was, and so I collected it for quite a while, and it just seemed like every time I would jizz, I'd go back to put more jizz in there, and it had all dried up.
Well, you're supposed to seal off the bottle.
I did. It was a hand soap container. You know, you close it back up.
Well, you're supposed to, you know, wet it. Put a little olive oil in there. Keep it creamy.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't keep
like
my semen.
Like an additive?
Well, all I know is that my socks, when I put stuff in it, they get dried out and crusty. So I don't know if that's a feature. I don't know if that's a design flaw of semen.
I don't know.
It tends to have the consistency of boogers. Like if I blow my nose on a sock, I can't really tell it from my jizz sock. And then I get skittish about using it for whacking. Because I don't want to whack it into snot.
I guess we won't be using the Radio FUBAR Skype account anymore, huh?
I think that would be like in bad taste. What do you think?
Well, I mean, when I called you yesterday about the Radio FUBAR thing, you just kind of blew it off, and you kind of were acting like I was being silly. Do you think
because
I'm being
this
silly?
Is the fourth goddamn time?
You just thought
you call me up all the goddamn time, like, hey, Mike, guess what Frank's doing? Like, oh, goddamn it!
So you didn't believe it? You just figured it was another crying wolf?
Well, when you're told something so many times, eventually you stop. It's not that you don't care. I don't want to leave Radio FUBAR for no damn reason. I like where we're at. I like Frank. But when you're told something so many times, eventually it's just something you're going to accept. You called me and I immediately said, okay, it's over. It's done. It's like having a puppy on life support. I mean, you can only be called into the veterinarian's office letting you know that your dog's dead. Like, nope, we miraculously recovered your dog.
And then you take your dog back home. But it's not really the same. Because you're always just wondering, is my dog going to die tomorrow? So you can't even really have fun with your dog. It's not like you're going to take your dog to the park and play fetch with him anymore. You're just going to wait for your dog to die.
Yeah.
Right?
And it takes, like, a longer time than you thought, so you're... Like, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe it'll be next month. Well, next month doesn't happen. Maybe it'll be next month. Next month doesn't happen.
And so, it defeats the purpose of having a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the dog becomes more of a burden than the companion that you were looking for.
But you don't want to call it a burden, because if you call it a burden, that somehow...
Well, yeah, it's not a burden. I mean, you still love it. It's still your dog.
Yeah.
But it's a pain in the ass now.
Well, no, it's not ideal. It's far.
It's not an ideal dog anymore,
and you don't want to be that guy that like leaves his dog at the veterinarian and just says, "Not my dog now. I'm not dealing with this no more." Because then you're an asshole.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you got to stick out your dog till the end.
Yeah, that's your fucking dog. I mean, what did you think this was?
But to me, this instance is my dog telling me. Just go. Just go. I'm fine. You know?
Yeah.
Because the dog is telling me it's dead. The dog is the one telling me it's dead.
And you know what? You had good times with the dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The dog was great.
But, you know, the dog's getting older. It's like, you know, it's like a 23-year-old dog by now. And ain't got much time left anyway.
Right. Drunk!
How are you?
We were planning on doing a whole bunch of farewell stuff, but then Radio Fubar's closing down, so now we don't really give a shit about you anymore.
Oh.
So we have two deaths to report tonight.
So this is our last show on Radio Fubar?
Yes, sir.
Ha ha ha, look at that.
You're going down with the ship.
Fucking getting out while the getting's good, huh?
Yeah. We're gonna salt and burn the neighborhood.
So when's the official last day?
Radio Fubar is closing on May 9th.
Okay.
Is what the official statement was.
Yeah.
But then...
But you're pulling out.
9 or 10 hours later, he said, oh, well, maybe we'll save it. And, I mean, I had spent the whole day stressing out about it, so I'm just done. I'm just done.
Yeah.
So that was the recap of the first half of the show. So welcome.
Hey.
Drunk, do you feel revived? Do you feel fresh?
Feel good.
Drunk, I want you to put a percentage on the likelihood of you returning in 5 months. Would you say it's 70%? Drunk, you're coming back.
Yeah.
Drunk,
I would have put it in like 67-ish.
Oh, so I said 70. But yeah. Drunk was just wants to take it to 67, just to be a contrarian prick.
Well, Mike, why do you hate it when other people tell you that you're wrong?
Drunk, you love doing the show.
Absolutely, I do. It's very fun.
You'll be back.
Probably, yeah.
So all this bullshit that we've been doing, it's
well,
probably
you're the,
not.
You're the one that started it, Mr. Paranoid, all my
Drunk,
co-hosts
Drunk, I'm just
leave me
worried and... that we're not going to give you the send-off you deserve.
Yeah.
Drunk, in this box... I have 7 items that we're going to put in your mouth tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
And the reason that we're doing this, the reason that we're putting 7 items in your mouth tonight is to just get the definitive answer. Can Drunk do this?
Yeah.
Because last time, Travis fucked you. Travis put an asterisk on your record.
He did.
And that's not fair to Drunk.
It's not fair to Drunk. It's Travis. I mean, do you want to apologize, Travis?
No.
Well stated, sir.
Travis, do you have anything going on? I mean, is there something you want to talk about? I've just kind of been filling up all the time with my little
petty nonsense.
No, that's
fine. Reminisce. You know what I mean? You got a little bit of this, a little bit of
this. What Star Wars trailers look like shit to me.
What would you claim is your favorite Radio Fubar moment? From the Radio Fubar era of the show, or any show, really. Drunk, does one come to mind?
One comes to my mind.
Oh, well, Napier, what is your favorite moment from the Radio Fubar era?
That ad that you played for Mr. Producer where he was talking to the cancer chick.
Oh, she died, by the way. So that makes that ad even sadder.
Well, why did I have to know that? Now I feel like an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Two things stand out, I guess. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sexy story time.
Is that just because that's as far as your memory goes back?
No, it was real hot.
No, that one was a good one. Travis, and we had, did we have somebody?
Jim
from,
Chadman.
Yes, Jim Chadman.
Yeah, was from on... Not Safe for Water.
Course. Absolutely.
By the way, Jim Chadman, one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Just want to say that.
And then another one. You started off as fake angry guy, and then you drank so much wine you turned into real angry guy.
I don't know what you're talking about, fake angry.
I don't
put on a character. Mike's Mike.
Well, this particular instance.
Look,
you were
Mike's
fake
Mike,
mad. And then
Mike
got,
sometimes talks in the third person.
And then you get real mad. And then it's great radio. Great radio. I love it every time you do it.
So, Travis, did you think of one? He didn't. He probably, went to the bathroom or something.
No, I'm still thinking.
Made him a cocktail. he's gonna get all those ice cubes dangling tonight.
I enjoy the friendships that we've made.
Indeed.
I enjoy the times that we've had. I I appreciate anyone who's come to the friendships that you made,
there's a lot of them that you will still keep, even though that you're not on Radio FUBAR, right?
Some of them.
I'd give that a 20%.
Some of them, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them, not no more.
Hey,
bye-bye.
we're all friends here.
Right.
Until
right.
like an hour later.
Yep. So I guess we will go to break.
Sweet.
We'll be back in...
Do we got another sweet drunkie-okie this week? Or?
Do you remember recording a drunkie-okie drunk?
No, but you've been playing vintage ones all week.
Who else would have done one?
You just busted out all of them?
You just said that there's a 70% chance of you coming back, so now I'm not tributing you anymore. Go fuck yourself.
All right.
We'll be back in 6 minutes. Thanks.
My butthole itches.
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-through window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything's site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
I'm Charlie! Later, March!
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast. Moon is breaking through her hair. She's headed for something that she won't forget. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. We're only getting older, baby. And I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of. Even when the night changes, it'll never change me and you. Chasing it tonight, doubts are running through her head. He's waiting, hides behind a cigarette. Heart is beating loud and she doesn't want it to stop. Moving too fast, moon is lightening up her skin. She's falling, she doesn't even know it yet. Having no regrets is all that she really wants. We're only getting older, baby. And I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. But there's nothing to be afraid of. Even when the night changes, it'll never change you. Me. Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Reminds her of all the pieces of innocence she's lost. We're only getting older, baby. And we've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. Everything you've ever dreamed of disappearing when you wake up. There's nothing to be afraid of, even when the night changes. It'll never change, baby. It'll never change, baby. It'll never change me and you.
Do say Radio FUBAR on them. I got like 500 business cards that say RadioFUBAR.com. What the hell am I going to do with all these?
Sail them away. Make fire.
Well, that was a dumb purchase, I guess, wasn't it?
It's $10 worth of fire starter right there.
I'm gonna frame mine.
Frame it?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I guess it has all the other stuff on it, too, right?
You can literally hand it to everybody you know within the next 9 days.
You think? We're staying on Radio FUBAR, guys. I gotta use these business cards.
FUBAR forever. Keep it alive.
Everybody donate money. We gotta keep this station going so I can use these business cards.
We're FUBI brothers for life.
We're back. 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. Mike Napier drunk. Travis via Skype. How's everybody?
I'm well.
Travis, what do you got for us this week, buddy?
I was looking at a couple of news stories earlier today and saw Mr. Dave Chappelle came under a little bit of heat. He played a show last week in Detroit, and I think it was like a 2,000-person arena. And he's getting a lot of requests for refunds because the show didn't go so well. They're claiming that the late show he showed up on stage... drunk and slurring, and repeating jokes and things.
Don't you think that would be better?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to see him again this weekend, but we saw TJ Miller last year sometime in Appleton, the wife and I, and he started out the show completely normal, kind of you could tell he was doing bits and shit, and then it got towards the middle, and he was drinking on stage the whole time, and you could tell he just was getting inebriated, where by the end of the show, like, he was, like, ad-libbing, like, doing improv with a bottle of, like, Evian water mist spray, and he was just, like, spraying himself in the face with this water spray, but it didn't matter because he had such command of the room that he could literally do anything, and the entire place was in hysterical laughter.
Well, and I think we talked about it on the show, but I do remember a couple of months back, the band Days of the New was here, and... I wanted
here,
to,
like in studio
in St. Louis.
Oh.
And I wanted to go, but nobody wanted to go with me. And it turns out the singer went on stage and was so like drunk and fucked up that he
wasn't that their final show.
He couldn't remember any of the words to the song, and they played like three songs, got mad at each other, and broke up on stage. And so, I mean, I imagine that some people probably look at that and say, well, this is bullshit. I came to see a show. You know, I want a refund. But I would look at that as a story I can tell forever.
Every one of those people got a show.
I did a little bit more research into the Dave Chappelle thing, and there was a bunch of tweets and whatnot from people who were actually at the show, and they were saying that he was being, like, messed with. He was getting heckled by the audience the whole time. All they did was scream out shit like Rick James, and they were talking to him the whole time. And you have to wonder, when you hit a certain level of fame, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld, you know, he was a pretty successful comedian. He got that show, which was like the most popular thing that ever existed, much like Chappelle's show. It only lasted a few seasons, but the thing was huge and was quoted by a bunch of college frats, like all over the world. And then he kind of disappeared. Now he's coming back and he's trying to do stand up again. Like, how difficult would it be to come back from that level of fame to just do that thing you started out with, which was stand-up comedy, without getting heckled by the audience to do all of your bits? Like, well,
and I imagine it's even more difficult for a guy like Chappelle, because he has so many quotable lines and catchphrases and stuff, to where, I mean, I imagine everywhere he goes, somebody's like yelling, I'm Rick James, bitch, at him, you know.
Well, and he performs for an audience who is stereotypically known as people who like to talk to their entertainment. You know, like if you go to a motion picture house and, you know, his audience is in there talking to the screen, you know, telling them not to run upstairs and shit like that. So you got to imagine it's the same at a comedy show.
Was that a black joke?
Apparently. It wasn't a black joke. It was just an observation.
It was a stereotype.
It was a stereotype.
I will say this. There was a theater kind of towards the ghetto, and it was the ghetto theater. And I went there with my then girlfriend to see that Resident Evil movie, and
you know, we went and saw the Resident Evil at the were you with me?
I think I was.
There was a whole bunch of us sitting in the back, and there was a whole bunch of them sitting in the front throwing stuff at the screen and yelling, "You better run, bitch!"
Yeah, that was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That was great.
I saw Independence Day at the Ghetto Theater, and when Will Smith punched the alien in the face and said, "Welcome to Earth," fucking the whole theater went fucking ballistic.
I had a similar experience when I was 14. My dad took me to one of the budget theaters, the also-ran theaters that's like dollar movies, and he probably shouldn't have taken it to me, but it was kind of a seminal moment in film history, so he took me to see Pulp Fiction when I was like 13, 14. Years old, and it was in one of those neighborhoods. It was a budget cinema, and it was the same kind of deal when after Marcellus Wallace and Bruce Willis are getting fucked in the ass and they get up with that shotgun, it was on. The audience was all into Marcellus Wallace getting up and spitting that ball gag out.
You know, Brian, it goes back a little bit, but Brian Kranz in the chat said that we should send all the extra business cards to a third world country like Super Bowl t-shirts.
Or like the St. Louis Stallion shirts, teams that never wear.
Yeah, just send them all. Just send them a package, and they'll like open it up thinking it's food and be all pissed off.
Right. Fire starter.
What is this shit?
Oh, they can't read it anyway. It's just pretty pictures.
There isn't pictures on it. It's just words.
Well, it is red. We should send it to Africa for that red campaign.
All right, so let's hear this theme song.
Oh, are you ready, Drunk?
Let's do it.
Drunk is requesting that we put items in his mouth, Napier.
Rick James, bitch!
He ain't one to pussyfoot around.
Yeah, I guess that's speaking of, you know, being known for one thing, and then, I mean, that's what Drunk's known for. Drunk, this is like your signature bit.
And not fucking a Hot Pocket.
And being late every time.
That's your signature bit, you think?
If this were a TV show, he'd be that neighbor that comes by halfway through the show.
Wolverine voice, probably.
I'm not ready to stop putting things in your mouth, Drunk.
Okay.
So I know that we teased, but you're not done.
Right.
Can I tell you,
your name off the letterhead, Drunk.
Thank you, sir.
I expect that you'll be
back. It's just a sabbatical.
There's a special appearance every time he shows up. We'll have to put things in his mouth. They call drunks back for a week. He hasn't been on for 3 months and probably won't be on for another 3 months.
Time
what
to
are
put
we
stuff
do
in his mouth.
And can I tell you, ever since I've been listening to this show, and since especially since I've been on it, that every time you reference putting things in drunk's mouth and talk about putting things like you, like in the first person saying, well, I'm going to put something in drunk's mouth, it always makes me cringe. Every time.
How often do you watch it on the Skypes?
It's a dangerous assignment. That, I mean, he's putting on a blindfold in a room with two assholes. He shouldn't.
The
do
very
this.
First time I did it, I was scared out of my mind. I will say this.
Are you a little like bit Dickens. Scared knowing that, you know, we're kind of doing this like it might be the last time?
No.
Hashtag final drunk.
You trust us now, drunk?
Yes.
This isn't his first goat fuck. He knows what he's doing now.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna play the theme song.
Okay.
We're gonna...
Here, I'll move the computer so Travis can see me.
We're going to, again, explain how What's in Drunk's Mouth works.
Do we have a contestant?
In that amount of time, if we get a contestant for the final What's in Drunk's Mouth, good. If not, then we'll just put stuff in.
Just call one of these schmoes on
Guys,
the chat.
Guys, if one of you listening live would like to be a contestant on the final What's in Drunk's Mouth... It's 309-740-1430 or WFO Dix on Skype. What's you that? Have a minute or two to...
We got a clicking sound.
We'll stop it.
There we go. Okay.
But here we go.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny... Strong and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
This music is slightly creepy.
Is it worse than the Redneck Gourmet?
Nope. Nothing on earth is worse than the Redneck Gourmet.
Oh. What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
The What's in Drunk's Mouth competition is pretty simple. Drunk is now blindfolded. We will take the items from this here sealed box that I have just recently opened. We will put them in Drunk's mouth. Drunk, without seeing the items, without touching the items with his hands, must identify the items with only his mouth feels. Again, 309-740-1430 is the phone number. If you would like to be a contestant on What's in Drunk's Mouth. Drunk.
Sir.
How do you feel?
I feel...
Now you have...
Like a million bucks.
7 items that we will be putting in your mouth this week. So you would have to get 4 of 7 to win or to win for said contestant.
Yeah, So, I mean, 4 more than the Blues did.
So,
got it.
I don't know why Napier went and sat over in the corner like a doof.
Probably because he's scared of this.
He isn't on microphone. Napier, what are you doing?
What I'm doing is letting you put things in Drunk's mouth for once.
Okay. Well, maybe you should do it on this microphone over here so that you can be a part of the show.
Can we say that there's going to be a prize this week for Drunk?
A prize for Drunk?
Yeah, if Drunk gets 4 of the 7 items this week, he gets 500 WFOD business cards.
Do they have my name on them?
Do we have a contestant on the line?
Hi, guys. It's Brian Kranz.
Brian Kranz!
Oh, welcome back, buddy.
Rocktownpress.com. BigCartel.com.
Brian Krantz, how you doing?
Get all of your books and stuff.
Can he see
I think
me
you can drop the Big Cartel.
The
I've done RockTownPress.com. It goes right to there.
Oh, I'll be damned.
Can he see me on the Skypes?
Yeah. Can everybody see drunk?
I see drunk.
You can't see drunk?
I'm on the phone.
That's unfortunate. But drunk is there, believe me.
And the competition is on the up and up.
So, Brian, I believe you were the contestant last time, and I think that you ended up losing because drunk lost. Is that right?
Yeah, I bet I'm drunk, but I'm just here to make sure this time that Travis doesn't cheat.
What should the penalty be if Travis cheats?
500 WFOD business cards.
That's right. If Travis cheats, I'm mailing all of these business cards to him.
So how are we doing? Are you typing the product or item in the chat to see if he knows? Or
should I? He can't see me, though.
He can see. He's in the chat still, though, right?
Okay.
So you type the item in the chat, and you say, will he get this one? Yes or
no? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to do it a little bit different this time. Brian is in the chat. Brian, you can see the chat right now. Okay, what I'm going to do is each item, since there will be 7 items, I'm going to type in the chat what the item is. You tell me whether you think he'll get it or not.
All right.
I don't know how far behind it is, so this might be bad.
Well, the Skype and the chat
should I saw number one.
Okay. I spelled it wrong. I corrected.
Do I comment item by item?
Yes. The first item, do you think drunk will get it or not get it?
You know what? I made the mistake last time, but I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bet on drunk.
You're going to bet on drunk.
Thank you, Mr. Krantz.
Is my description of the item clear enough?
Yes.
Okay. Drunk. Brian believes that you will get this item correct.
And I believe that Brian is correct, too.
Are you ready to receive your first item?
I am.
Have I ever been the one to put things in
I
your mouth
like
before?
I feel like one time.
Okay, I am going to put the first item in Drunk's mouth.
Remember this feeling, Mike. It's yours. Forever. It's especially fun when you're holding it and he tugs the fuck out of it.
He like...
I want this. Give this to me.
Level.
Hey! Oh, Drunk has gotten the first item correctly. It is a level. I didn't think he was going to get that one. I mean, it's a very large, bulky item. I mean, I didn't think that he would get the proper mouth feels to get it.
He's just that good.
I'm impressed. Okay, so Drunk is 1-for-1.
And so is Brian.
You
have to keep separate tallies here.
Brian.
They might have to split the prize.
I have put the second item in the chat room. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm going with Drunk on this one.
You're going to go with Drunk yet again?
Yep.
Drunk. Are you ready? Oh, he just opened... Like, I say Drunk, and he just... opens that mouth of his.
Right, I'm ready.
Travis, have you seen the item in the chat?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I think he'll get it.
You think he'll get it?
Yep.
All right, Drunk. Here we go.
Hockey puck.
Hey!
Number 2-for-2.
Drunk is 2-for-2, ladies and gentlemen. Drunk has successfully identified hockey puck. Drunk, I'm going to up the challenge level for you a little bit now, I think. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yes, sir.
I will now put it in the chat for Brian to decide whether or not he thinks Drunk will get this one. This one's difficult.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Brian, what do you think? Do you think that there's a chance that Drunk will miss this one?
He does have an experienced mouth, so I'm going to go with it. Going with Drunk.
I wonder if Drunk could see out the bottom of his blindfold.
I absolutely cannot.
You can't?
Well, I keep my eyes closed anyway.
Oh, okay. Are you ready, drunk, for your third item?
Yes, sir.
He's swooshing the item around.
I seriously wish that the video.
He's moving it around in like a circular motion so that he can get the lay of the land so he can identify the size of the item, and tongue the corners and see if there's any clues he can get.
Jesus Christ!
Now this one's a little bit more difficult, right, Drunk?
Can you straighten it out for me?
Straighten it out. What do you mean? Okay. Okay, he's turning it around. I'm going to have to go wash my hands after that. I think I just got some drunk saliva on me.
Of course you did. He's moving around this thing. It's slobbering all over the damn
thing. He's gotten the entire perimeter now. I don't know how I'm going to retrieve it from his mouth. Once. What do you think, drunk?
Some sort of cartridge.
Okay.
Man. This is going to be... to fit.
Now, Brian did say he thinks you're going to get this, didn't he?
Like a Game Boy cartridge?
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God!
Drunk just got Game Boy cartridge. Okay, Drunk, what game?
Pokemon Red.
Nope. No, actually, it was Yoshi for Game Boy, Drunk. I'll still give it to you, though, even
though
you
didn't.
That's
pretty amazing.
That's pretty impressive, that one.
It really is.
I didn't think that he was going to get... So, Brian is 3 for 3. Brian needs to get one more, I believe, to win. Brian, have you seen...
Tea.
Oh, you need a drink of your beverage, Drunk? Do you want me to put the item away so you can...
No, you're fine.
Oh, you're going to... do it without being able to see it. All right, Brian, have you seen the fourth item in the chat room?
I have.
And what do you think? I mean, that seems like one... I mean, if he just got Game Boy cartridge, I would think he would get this one, right?
Yeah, you know what? The Game Boy cartridge, that was kind of... that was miraculous, so I gotta go with Drunk on this.
You're gonna keep betting on Drunk. Eventually, that's gonna bite you in the ass.
Why not?
I don't think he's gonna get all seven of these. I really don't.
Well, he only needs one more anyway, so.
Okay. Drunk, are you ready?
I am.
For your fourth item?
I am.
He's pretty much consumed the whole thing at this point. It's entirely in his mouth. Now he's spitting it into my hand.
Matchbook.
I'll be damned. Drunk
hey,
is now...
Are you going to disqualify Brian for saying that Drunk is on fire?
Did he say that?
Oh.
Yes.
Did
like,
he say that?
I wasn't even paying attention.
Drunk. Oh, Drunk doesn't even have headphones on, so I don't even know if Drunk could have heard that. Okay. Brian, you've won. However, we're still going to do the remaining
Drunk
three
won.
Items because I'm amazed.
That Game Boy... come on. If that doesn't show you the craftsman that Drunk is with his mouth, I mean
this is pretty out there. Napier, are you impressed?
Drunk is our resident mouthsmith.
I'm not ready to be done with this game. There's so many more things that I want to put in Drunk's mouth.
Let's go.
You know, now that he's won, they're probably all going to be wrong now. Now that we've talked him up.
Guys, I thought I had seven items, but I think I only have six.
Find another one.
Napier, find another item to put in Drunk's mouth.
Okay. Yeah, you live in a house full of things.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, Napier, find another item.
You should have listeners send stuff in.
Okay. Brian, seen...
I thought that people would taint those items.
Yeah, have you seen the fifth item in the chat room?
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Drunk.
Still going with Drunk. All right, Drunk. Are you ready for your fifth item?
I am.
Hmm. Man, you're doing a number on that.
It's got some sort of crazy coating on it.
It's got a coating on it. And you can tell that by the taste?
Or the texture, I guess.
Yeah, something coming off of it?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe bite down really hard.
Maybe don't. What, you don't know what these things are, drunk. You don't want to bite on them.
You're going to reuse that item?
Nope.
Please don't destroy the thing we're going to toss in the garbage.
It's very, like, toothpicky on one end, but, like, flat on the other one.
Okay, guys. Now, of the items that I've listed so far, is this the one you thought the drunk would have any chance of missing?
I thought he would have hit this one.
This would be the most obvious one,
yeah,
I think.
I thought he was going to spit it out immediately.
He got level.
I know, he got fucking Game Boy game, Brian.
See, the things we were giving him were big. That's little.
It is little.
I think we've thrown off his senses.
It's very soft, too, whatever it is.
It's soft.
Soft?
Have we stumped you drunk?
No, not yet. Hold on.
Toothpicky at one end, flat on another, coated and soft.
A crayon?
It is not a crayon, drunk.
No?
It is a birthday candle.
Mm. Oh.
But he's drunk just spit the wick out of his mouth. He's like pulling the pieces of the wick
so
out.
Drunk has missed one.
Birthday candle, damn. I should have got that
yeah,
one.
That,
they're both cylinder and wax.
See, what was the one that he missed last time that we didn't think he would miss? It was the one that Travis cheated on. It was the combination lock. I thought combination lock would be a cinch. See, this game just continues to surprise me. It's really like a...
I feel like crayon was close.
It is a waxy thing with a tip on it.
But it's not a crayon.
No, it's right. Not.
You're correct.
It's not.
You cannot color with a birthday candle.
Mr. Kranz, have you seen the sixth item in the chat?
I have.
Now, this one is probably a slam dunk, right?
I thought birthday candle was.
That's true.
Not a drunk, I'm not upset with you. I just want to let you know that. I'm so
no,
proud of you,
thank
and I'm going to go with you again.
That.
Do you think drunk will get this one?
He's right in his corner, that Brian Kranz. Always going with the drunk. Every time.
I believe in a good drunk.
Absolutely. He's going to go drunk on this one.
Yeah,
drunk, are you ready?
Oh, here's the non-disappointment here.
For your sixth item.
WFOD business card?
I figured I could put that in your mouth, seeing as it's worthless now.
And nothing of value is lost.
Not to put that baby right back into circulation.
Shay, you can probably get more for it off eBay.
I was gonna say you should sign that drunk and we'll ship it out in our next.
Yeah, we're gonna put that in the box for.
Make sure he signs that before he leaves, Mike.
A business card with drunk saliva on it, signed by drunk. Maybe he'll draw a picture of his penis on it.
There you go.
I used to have that picture that drunk drew of his penis. I was gonna give that to somebody, but I don't have it anymore. Now, Brian, there is one item left. I believe this is what I thought would be the most difficult.
No, I think it's going to be the easiest. He's got this.
And to answer the question in the chat, no, these are not used. They are new. I just purchased them this, I think. Maybe.
Until he needs that level tomorrow.
I might have purchased them for this. I might have had them laying around. I don't know. I'm going to say they're new, guys. Just took them out of the package.
Yep, right. I saw it.
Brian, I think... when I was planning this, I thought for sure this would be the most difficult because it's a complex item. But I didn't think you'd get level either. So, I mean, obviously I have no idea what drunk will and won't get.
Isn't this kind of dangerous a little bit?
Not really. It could be. But it's not.
I mean, they gave me a bullet one time. I mean,
well, the bullet's not going to go.
The bullet's got to be a gun.
Oh my God.
You never know, man.
So this is the final item. Drunk is right now. He is 5 for 6.
That's pretty good.
So, I mean, this is the last one. Brian, do you think he's got this one?
I'd be a fool not to go with him.
Be a
Brian,
fool.
Follow-up question. Do you think he'll have to get stitches?
I don't like the way this is sounding.
You know, tourniquets.
I don't think that these will hurt Drunk.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to shove this thing in his mouth. Not quite sure, but I don't think so.
But I did save it for last. Okay. Drunk, this is the final item going in your mouth. Are you ready?
How dangerous are we talking here?
Oh, don't puss out on me now, Drunk.
All right.
You said you trust me, didn't you?
I do trust Mike.
Mike put him in his mouth earlier. He made sure.
Napier, there's no reason why I wouldn't be able to put this in Drunk's mouth, right?
What in first?
Oh, do you think I should... See, one end I think would be more easier for him to identify it, but one end I think would be more safe. Drunk, would you like the side that would more easily identify the item, or the side that would be more safe? Drunk, this is a trick question. I'm testing your...
I'm leaving it in your hands, Mike.
Would you like the end of the fillet knife that could cut your mouth wide open, or the handle?
Drunk, I'm not going to accept I leave it in your hands. I want you to definitively answer.
I leave it in
your Would you rather hands. Me put the safer end in your mouth, or would you rather put the end in your mouth that would help you more easily identify the item?
Could you sign the waiver that Mike has put in front of you?
I guess let's go with the obvious then.
You want the dangerous end? Is that what you're saying?
Should I not want the dangerous end?
Well, I wouldn't even say it's dangerous. These pansies are saying it's dangerous.
That's the end you're gonna stick in there anyway, right?
No,
you're
getting ready. Oh yeah, no, I was gonna put it in the way I wanted to put it.
All right, well, let's go.
Okay. I didn't put it in either way. I put it in sideways.
Fingernail clover.
Damn.
He didn't even, like, move it around or anything. I literally just put it in between his lips, and he got it.
That's what I thought was going to happen with birthday candle.
That's amazing. Drunk, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Should take that show on the road.
On the road.
Do you think that we could do that? We could do, like a road show with what's in Drunk's mouth?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that we'd be a hit on the YouTubes if we played What's in Drunk's Mouth on the YouTubes?
Definitely.
Like once a month, we just fired up the YouTubes and jammed a bunch of things in Drunk's mouth.
Yeah, but then you guys would just want to keep getting one louder and one louder and one louder all the time.
We would just go get a big dead fish and put that in your mouth.
Next thing you know, you're fucking blowtorching shit and putting it in my mouth. And fucking...
Day put a brand on Drunk's tongue.
The
Day three
kitten.
Will be dicks.
Hey, what did we find on the side of the road today? Yep, that's what's going in Drunk's mouth.
So 6 out of 7, huh?
That's pretty good for the final one. That's
yeah, hats off to you, Drunk. Another fine performance.
I did kind of impress myself with the level. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, don't be braggy about it.
I'm not getting too braggy about it.
I don't know. I hear a horn going off. Somebody's tooting their own horn.
He just tooted it, all right. Well, Brian, I mean, you win. I don't know what that means, but you won.
It avenges your loss from last time that Travis stole from you.
Yeah, he was on fire tonight, matchbook.
So be looking in your mailbox. You will be getting 500 WFOD business cards in the mail more sooner than later.
Mike, I do want to say thank you very much. I should have said it earlier, but I want to thank you very much for my black love box. It was very lovely.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Thank you for participating in the contest. I guess we're going to have to come up with a new contest, at least for a while. And then maybe it'll come back when Drunk comes back.
We do have a finale to this last one, though, don't we?
I guess we won't be doing that on the station. We'll be doing that somewhere else. But, I mean, like, the guy that submitted... I mean, he submitted us Andrew W.K. with Flat Drunks and the entire band Gore with Flat Drunks.
Oh, he wins, right?
I think he wins, unless somebody just impresses the goddamn hell out of us in the next 5 days.
If you get, like, Tom Cruise or Robert Downey Jr., maybe.
Yeah, you would have to get an Avenger at this point, I think, right?
Or all of the Avengers.
I don't know. Maybe somebody from Game of Thrones. That could work for me.
Yeah, you get that. You get that little little midget fella.
Or if you can get Khaleesi to do nude again and put it between her tits, then you win.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the man that got us Guar and Andrew WK, that's a big win.
And then he's getting the Napier Greasy Box.
Ooh. Is that going to have a cheese paper in it from Carl's Jr. or Hardee's like I have here?
Potentially.
We don't know yet. We don't know what's going to be in there. I'll probably end up having to help Napier. I'll probably throw in a t-shirt or something.
Mike, there's a good question in chat. This being final drunk and all.
It's the last show. I mean, that was a whole, it was a FUBAR thing. Drunk.
I was the whole cog.
3 years ago.
FUBAR linchpin.
3 years ago, we started a contest drunk. It was called Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge.
Correct.
And each week, you listened to two podcasts that we had in a bracket pitted against each other.
Correct.
And you would determine a winner.
Yes.
And what this was there was a show, a podcast called Dorktown that's been around for a really long time. And every month, Dorktown would send out their monthly podcast rankings. And everybody paid attention to Dorktown and talked about Dorktown and sent links out about Dorktown because they had these podcast rankings. And so we said, oh, everybody's paying attention to these people because they do this podcast ranking. We should do a podcast SmackDown challenge with Drunk. And it worked. It worked. Everybody paid attention to Drunk's podcast SmackDown challenge, and they were very passionate about it, and people were, when they were pitted against each other, they were like, oh, we're better than them.
We would get phone calls the next Monday.
Right, right. People would call, and they were mad that Drunk didn't pick them.
Give me quite some shit.
And so, at a certain point, Drunk just stopped participating.
Well, he got a lot of shit over
In Drunk's podcast SmackDown
Show. Yeah, once I passed up Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Yeah, yeah. And so we never had the final winner of Drunk's podcast SmackDown Challenge. It was down to four shows, I believe. It was Tiny Odd Conversations, The Furnacast,
Sweet Feathery Jesus,
and Unfit for FM.
I think so. Sounds about right.
So, I mean, there's four shows left in Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge. Drunk, are you prepared to announce the winner of Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge?
I think maybe when I come back from this sabbatical.
With 5 months, Drunk can certainly listen to four podcasts and determine a winner, I think.
I think so. Are they still in existence?
The four podcasts in Drunk's Podcast SmackDown Challenge miraculously are still around. A lot of the ones that you had did not.
Well, that's how we got down to four, is because about 12 of them were winners and no longer in existence.
Yeah, some of them just won because the other show died.
So what you're saying is Drunk's SmackDown Challenge was a for-life challenge. The losers all died.
Yes.
Drunk is literally now the Grim Reaper of podcasts.
And the Grim Reaper of Radio FUBAR.
Drunk's phone's ringing, guys. I mean, it wouldn't be fitting to say goodbye without fucking Drunk's phone going off during the show, right? Am I right?
So, Drunk, who was it?
This is my sister.
Does your sister know what you do on Monday nights?
She does.
So, was she wishing you a good show?
I hope so.
She probably thought you were just getting here.
Well, guys, I mean, it's been a hell of a run.
We tried.
I guess we should say thank you
to Frank and the Radio Fubar family for hosting our show for as long as he did.
So are we not supposed to be calling Matt today?
No, I think we will. I think we're just going to, you know, we're going to say our goodbyes. We're going to do our little ditty. And that's going to be it. So,
is it about Jack or Diane?
I mean... Oh, our ditty?
Yeah.
This is just a little ditty.
Travis, do you have any... I mean, did you think of your moment?
No.
No.
Travis's moments like me and my podcast SmackDown Challenge.
I like the part where Matt Reefer tried to refute Drunk's critique of his show. And he started getting pissed off that Drunk kept calling it Mr. Fucking Who.
Yeah, a lot of history. All
there was one time, I guess, after the Pod Beef Wars of 2013 or whenever the hell that was, that plenty of people got involved in a giant conglomerate of people who hated the thing that we were attacking. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. I mean, what is there, like 20 callers in on that show? And I think that was the first time I might have called into Radio Fubar.
You're referring to Podtron.
Podtron, yes, that's exactly what I'm referring to. And I think that, like I said, I think that was the very first time that I called in to a Radio Fubar show, or to your show in particular. And that was, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it while I was listening to it, and that was kind of my introduction to the real family of Radio Fubar. So I think that was my favorite moment.
Napier, do you have a sign-off for everybody?
No.
Hey, thanks for Brian Kerrans being a contestant on What's in Drunk's Mouth, rocktownpress.com, Rocktown Podcast.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9/8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFO Dicks. Follow Drunk at symbol Drunkard STL or Travis at Produce Travis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dicks. Email us at WFODShow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics.
Titty pics!
And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. Why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Shabow.